Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I can't talk to you anymore right now because I've just sank a massive burrito. Back soon.
Radio 1 podcasts.
Podcasts.
Becky and Chris are here.
Hello.
All right.
Wasn't together, but hello anyway. You two may have to continue this. If I have to run out at any point, then you'll know why. It's burrito.
Oh, it wasn't bad, was it?
No, it's just... Maybe I ate... Oh, God.
You're all right.
Are you actually okay?
Maybe I ate too much in one go. Just a lot of meat. Meat sweat.
Have you got the meat sweat?
Yeah, the meat sweat is coming.
Oh, God.
You're not going to do a Kate Silverton on us, are you?
What does she do?
Did you not see it on Breakfast This Morning?
No.
Oh, I'll have to find you. I'll have to find you good. The clip. It was, I think she was interviewing David Walliams.
Yeah.
And she was almost sick and I was eating my breakfast and I got so scared.
Had she just had a burrito as well?
No, it's nothing to do with that. I think she smelt his book or something or she was reading it. I couldn't work out if it was a smell or just the grossness of his new book.
Right.
Which I'm sure is amazing, but it's a kid's book, so it's like kind of gross.
Yeah.
And because she was pregnant, it's obviously like she's just gone.
Oh, yeah, it's the pregnancy that'll be.
I'll see if I can find you the clip because you need to hear it.
Does the smell of a new book set you off if you're preggers? Maybe it does.
Well, no, all sorts of weird things set you off,
don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Smells of books.
Yeah.
Well, no, like some apparently all your senses get really heightened. So
see, I love a book smell, a new book smell, but if you're pregnant, it probably would send you off. Now, if
that's not factually accurate in any way,
I don't know. Now, if you follow Becky on Twitter, you'll know that she gets a lot of trains. Because she lives in Reading.
Yeah, which is a long commute. It's about 40 minutes
from
the
here.
Train. Yeah.
And also, you do travel at quite peak time, so it's often hard to get a seat. Yeah. I've noticed this on trains a lot lately, especially the last couple of years. I don't know what's happened, but they do just... People get on the train and they pile them on and they're everywhere, like in all the hallways, like in the start of every carriage, you have to step over people... Isn't it?
It was like that when we came back from Carlisle, do you remember?
Yeah, it was the busiest train I'd ever seen. And literally, wherever there was a space on the floor, people were there, not on seats. So Becky often has problem getting a seat. And Chris has come up with this genius idea.
Yeah. Well, it's purely because I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
Right.
But
are you going to buy me a season ticket with a guaranteed seat?
No. I don't think you can do that. I'm fed up of it as well. I'm fed up of getting on trains and having to sit in the toilet.
Yeah. Do you sit in the toilet?
You need to sit down.
Yeah, if I'm tired, I do that. I just sit in there. But then everyone gets angry and they're knocking on the door.
Mm.
And it's just...
How inconvenient for you.
Oh, hang on.
Are you all right? God, this burrito is...
Just need to breathe it through. Hang on. Anyway, go on, say about...
So, come up with this genius idea. And that's... What you should do is bring your own chair. Like a fold-up camping chair style.
Yeah. That's brilliant. And also, no, you don't see anyone do that.
No.
There, probably for a reason, because you look ridiculous.
Everyone's just there, like, as you, at the beginning of the carriage, there's people just piled in there, but they're all sat on the floor.
Exactly. And I'm thinking, bring along your own chair, solves that problem, doesn't it?
Well, you're talking like a little camp chair. Not a
camp chair.
Not a camp chair.
No.
Not like a diamante studded pink chair.
No.
I mean, are you talking about like a little fold-out one?
I'm talking like you get if you went fishing.
Fishing, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
With drinks holders and everything. I mean, you could really pimp it up, couldn't you?
Yeah. And you could probably fit one of them in the little bit where you go into the carriage.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Why has no one done this before?
Because it's ridiculous.
Will you do it?
What, take a camping chair?
Me and Chris will buy you...
I would look like an idiot.
We'll buy you a camp chair.
Yeah.
I'll get you one tomorrow.
Okay.
If you promise to take it on the London to Reading next time.
Yes.
What, tomorrow night?
Yeah. And I want a picture of it.
Do it.
And I want a twit pic of it as well.
Okay.
With you just sat there. Because you can't ever get a seat.
No, I can't. Yeah, no, I can't.
Also, I want to know if anyone has ever done this before.
No, they won't have.
Well, I've never seen it.
It's a good idea.
But if you haven't, why haven't you? Take your own chair. It makes sense.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ah, one of the supermarkets is doing 2 for £10 at the moment on those camping chairs. Do you want one with a back? Because we've just found one of the live lounge back here, which is like a stool. You could use that tonight on the commute.
No. Do you know what? That one, I just had a quick go on it. It looks like I'm doing a poo.
It does, actually. What I'll do is I will get you...
I'm not having that one.
I'll get you a proper one with like a backrest and everything tomorrow, yeah?
Thank you.
And then you will take a picture of yourself on it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or get one of the other friendly commuters to do it.
Yeah.
Incredible. Now, if you're eating at the moment, you might want to move away from the radio for a second. But we found that bit of Kate Silverton, isn't it?
Yeah.
With David Walliams' Scratch and Sniff book. I think that's what it was. It was like a book that smelt weird. And she is pregnant. Bear that in mind when you hear this clip. And if you don't like someone gagging, turn away now.
The way that you write about Mr. Stink, really, I had exactly what he would smell like in my head. So where do I scratch to see if
well,
I was
right?
Well,
the first one is on the second page.
Oh, actually, well, that is exactly what I thought it smelled like.
Hang on, there we go. What's the right... I can't read upside down. Tell me what it reads.
Sorry.
It's not that bad.
Oh, no, love her. She wasn't expecting that at all. You could tell that came from absolute nowhere. She was like...
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So what have you been doing today, Chris?
Today I've been out and about in town looking at a few tourist attractions.
Right.
Well, I know it sounds a bit unlike me, but I don't usually get up before midday, and I thought today I'll make a special effort.
Sunny out. In London.
Yeah. Me and my mates were chatting in the pub last night about just, you know, cheap ways of going out, because we're all a bit poor. My Olympic money's come out, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much?
£100.
Oh, that's okay.
Which is all right, but...
But you don't know what you've got to go and see?
No. Apparently you find that out later in June, bizarrely. Oh. But it just means I'm a little bit poor at the moment. So we came up with this brilliant idea. I used to have a Blue Peter badge, which got me in everywhere for free.
Mm. Did you... I've got one of those as well. Did you use it at the time?
I never used it. Like, I won it. I remember I wrote this awful poem. They were just handing them out, pretty much,
yeah,
when I was younger. But I managed to dig it out. But I seem to remember that got you in everywhere for free.
How old are you now? 24?
24.
So, like, when did it... Was it 10 years ago or so?
Would have been about, 10, 12 years ago. I would have been about 12.
Right,
yeah.
Okay. And they just sent it to you in the post?
Yeah, I sent in a poem. I remember I entered a competition. I remember my brother entered the same competition but did an awful poem.
Yeah.
Like, much worse than mine, still won a badge. The badge came out. I remember there was a booklet of stuff you could do. But it was all wicked stuff. You could go to Thorpe Park back in the day.
Yeah.
I seem to remember. And you could go to all the museums and basically you could have a good day out for free.
I've got a Blue Peter badge as well.
Did you get yours just for being a celebrity, though?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no.
I hate it when that happens.
I'll tell you what happened.
Did you have any talent to get one?
No, I had to take part in the bring and buy sale with Martin Fowler off EastEnders. And me and him were in the live bring and buy sale on the telly. And we had a stall. And we managed to flog off loads of Westlife CDs for £1 each.
Okay, that's good.
So at least I did something towards it, you know? Mm.
Haven't you got a gold one?
No.
You haven't?
That's a myth.
You only get one of them if you're, like, mega brave.
What do they get you?
Well, I don't think you get any more free stuff, but it's, like, an amazing thing to have
status,
a gold one.
Isn't
I think
it?
You've got to be...
So it's not queue jump? Or...
No. That's not access all areas.
So you've been trying to blag it today with your Blue Peter badge.
Yeah, well, this was the idea in the pub. Can I get into the same stuff that I did when I was much younger with my Blue Peter badge now? I mean, I don't see a reason why not.
Did Look, you go with your mates?
Oh, he's wearing it. Oh, that's so cute. You're wearing it now.
Took me ages to find it.
It's quite knackered, that badge.
Yeah.
It's old.
Some of the blues rubbed off the ship.
Should repaint it, actually.
You can clearly see, though, that it is, you know, an original Blue Peter badge.
Did you go on your own?
Yeah, I went on my own. I thought I'd have a nice... Well, loads of my mates were at work. So I thought, what I'd do, go out in London, go to a load of the tourist attractions with my Blue Peter badge, see if they let me in.
See, 10, 12 years ago, you didn't make the most of it.
I couldn't, because I couldn't go out on my own, could
no.
I? I had
so
to
now,
be a parent.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know, I might do the same.
Are you up for it?
Yeah. Can't you go to, like, Tower of London?
I went all over the place before I had to come here.
Yeah, but it's for kids. They're not going to let you in.
Well, who cares? We got older. We've still got them.
I should be allowed in. I earned my Blue Peter badge.
Yeah. So you visited some places.
Yeah.
And you recorded it.
I've recorded
okay,
it.
Okay, right. We'll do this next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Olive.
Hello.
Where are you?
I'm in Cornwall.
Okay. How can I help?
Well, I heard you saying that you have to use a Blue Peter badge card, and I have one, but you have to be under 16 to use it.
How old are you now?
13.
You're 13. So are you going to make full use of the attractions that you can get into with your Blue Peter badge and card?
Yeah, I've used it twice.
Where'd you get into?
The Eden Project and the Lost Gardens of Heligan.
Oh, incredible.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah.
But you have to have a card with it now as well.
Yeah, you have to send off for a card.
Let's say that you were 24. Do you think you'd still be able to get into the same places?
I don't think so.
Right, well, we'll find out next.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
It's BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Chris and Becky are here.
Hello.
Oh, you got it.
Nailed
That's
it.
So cheesy.
Amazing. So today, Chris has been out and about trying to visit some tourist attractions for free using his Blue Peter badge. He won it when he was 12. But it should still work, and he's wearing it right now.
I'm really proud of it.
Fetching it looks too.
Thank you.
Right, one day I'll bring mine in as well, and we'll just go and see what we can get, right?
Yes.
I have got one, but I'm keeping quiet because I don't want anything to do with this.
How did you get yours?
I wrote to this girl that was on there who'd been through, like, a really tough time asking if she wanted to be my pen pal.
Oh, cute!
And they said, no, she wouldn't, but here's a badge.
All right, so she wanted nothing to do with you.
They give you a badge for anything back in the day.
No, I don't think she liked the sound of me.
They just fobbed you off with a badge.
Yeah.
Right.
I shouldn't have put that picture in. Maybe I looked a bit too keen.
I think the badges are quite hard to get now.
Are they, do you reckon?
Yeah.
There's loads of different levels of badges now, aren't there?
Yeah. Anyway, so Chris has been going to various places today to see if his Blue Peter badge still holds some currency and works. I do like the way that you were approaching these various places. Listen to this.
Hello, Blue Peter badge.
Let me in.
Coming through.
Hello. Let me in.
Hello, Blue Peter badge.
It's just the confidence of the blue boat on the white background, isn't it?
That was the aquarium. I thought I'd make that my first stop.
Right, so let's hear this. This is Chris trying to get into London Aquarium.
Hello, yeah, the man over there told me to come see you. Basically, I won a poetry competition about 10 years ago, got this Blue Peter badge, and they said that it would get me in. Is that right? Or...
No. Hey. Peter card, you're meant to have a card.
Oh, right. It was years ago, about 10 years ago now.
Are you getting passed around from person to person?
Yeah, well, I got through the first one, just with, you know, Blue Peter badge, just be confident, but then as soon as I got to the desk...
Hello, Blue Peter badge.
So that got you through the first person.
That got me through the rope.
Yeah. But then, they said something about a card.
Yeah, I didn't know you had to have a card.
I didn't get a card when I did my Bring and Buy Sale with Martin Fowler. I don't think I did. I just got a badge.
Maybe that's to stop people like Chris.
Is that not happening? Oh, rubbish. Oh, gutted. All right, then. Well, thanks anyway. I'll try two swords.
I think it's your approach that I like the most. You just storm in, say, Blue Peter badge. You did say hello, but like, hello, Blue Peter badge. And then you're like, nope, right, okay, right, I'm off to London Two Swords.
Oh, gutted. All right, then. Well, thanks anyway. I'll try two swords.
I must point out, they're nowhere near each other as well. I mean, that was quite a long journey.
Spent the whole day on the train. All right, so here is him, trying two swords.
Excuse me, is this the fast track entrance?
You did an online booking.
I've got a Blue Peter badge.
Have to go through door number one.
Cheers, him. The VIP entrance.
I like it. You think it immediately entitles you to some kind of VIP treatment.
Yeah, I mean, you think you'd at least get queue jump with a Blue Peter badge.
Excuse me, is this the fast track entrance?
Okay, we continue.
Blue Peter badge. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, cool. Cheers, mate.
Are you in?
I got through.
Blue Peter badge. Got you through.
Well, it got me past the guy on the rope.
Right. But you had to queue.
But I think the mistake I made with this was I went through the fast track entrance. So that it was just manned by loads of security. Right. So although I got through the first person, who let me through because I was wearing a Blue Peter badge, I then got stopped.
Hello, mate. Yeah, what's the entrance for Blue Peter badges?
Yeah,
the old
Blue Peter badge, mate.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how old's too old?
Yeah, it's up to 15.
So he's saying you're too old and you have to be 15 or under?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh. Well, what use is that to you now, then? You might as well just chuck that badge.
Well, I think it's...
Oh, no, you can't chuck it.
Well, what's
no
the
way.
Point?
No, you don't just get it just for free stuff. Well, it's good to say you've got
one.
I'm
a big Blue Peter fan. I should be allowed in, you know
what I mean?
He
still watches it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Helen Skilton.
He loves Barney on it.
And Barney, yeah, he's good.
So if you're still a viewer and you got a Blue Peter badge back in the day, I think that's actually not on.
Yeah.
That they don't let you through places now.
There should be an adult badge.
Yeah. Where's next?
Well, I was hungry, so I thought I'd go for a burger.
I'm not sure that was ever on the list of places that you could get into.
No. What, so you're going to try and get free food?
Yeah, I've got a badge.
I thought it was just attractions.
Well, yeah, but it's a powerful badge. I think that symbol, as Scott said, that blue on white means a lot to people.
He feels. I can tell you feel more powerful wearing that today. It's something about your swagger.
Hello there, you're right. What's the offers that you got for Blue Peter badges? Is it true that you get a free burger with your extra value meal? Is it with a Blue Peter badge? Oh, no, I was told it was with a Blue Peter badge as well. I think it was hamburger with your value meal with a Blue Peter badge.
Hamburger.
Is that all right?
Hamburger. Yeah, same like a student, yeah?
Yeah, brilliant. Can I get a medium quarter pounder with cheese meal, please? And then the free Blue Peter hamburger?
What? Did that just happen? What did you get then?
I seem to remember, like, when you were a student, with your student card, you got a free burger, so I just thought I'd ask them if I can get a free one with my Blue Peter badge.
Did they give it?
Yeah.
As I got ketchup, sorry. Cheers. That's great. Thanks a lot. Cheers,
then. Result. Actual result.
No. I don't think that's not meant to happen, I don't think.
It's a powerful badge.
I'm sure they just felt sorry for you.
Do you think that was a fluke?
I think. Do you know what's going through her head? OMG, what is this guy? Let's give him a burger and hope he goes away.
Let's just hope he goes.
It was really busy. I think she just wanted rid of me.
Yeah.
She just didn't want the hassle of calling the police.
I don't think that happened. I don't think if you've got a Blue Peter badge, you can get free food.
Either way. It got me a burger.
What's next?
Result, I'm pleased.
Next up, I went to the Natural History Museum.
Yeah, sorry, I've got a Blue Peter badge. I'm all right to get in, yeah?
Yeah, you can come in. It's free to get in. Free entry.
It's free?
It's free, yeah.
Oh, wicked. Nice one. Cool.
But Chris, it's free entry anyway.
Eh?
It's free entry to the... Hasn't it always been free entry to Natural History
Museum? Well, no, a lot of museums were made free, like, a few years ago. So, like, the Science Museum and stuff, you can just turn up. It's got nothing to do
with... I queued for 2 hours.
You didn't get in there because of the badge.
I went through doing this.
Anyone can get... Did you?
Yeah.
Did you hold it out?
You got to. It's not the biggest badge, is it?
Did you actually hold it out when you finally got to the front of the queue?
Can I come in? But I thought I'd do it, instead of being blatant, you know, Blue Peter badge, I thought I'd just sort of nod at it.
Chris.
Did you nod down to your lapel? Like
that? Yeah. Yeah. And you said, come in, it's free.
Well, of course it is.
It is, it's free anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. You
would have
got
wicked there, though.
It's good there, yeah.
Yeah, love it there.
What next?
Well, I thought I'd go to the pub.
Oh, God.
I've got a Blue Peter badge. Can I have a drink?
What, a drink for a Blue Peter badge?
Yeah.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, it actually is.
Love that programme.
What is that?
The first time I've ever seen a real Blue Peter badge.
You giving me a drink?
Yes.
What? Now, he was just impressed by the shiny Blue Peter badge.
He loved it. I got a free drink. It's one of the best days of my life.
I think maybe you now are thinking that the badge does still hold some currency at the age of 24.
Yeah, I do.
But let's examine the evidence. So, you went to the Natural History Museum. Mm. That's free to get in, badge or no badge. You went to the aquarium and to Swords. They both said no. Then you went to a burger place. She gave you a burger because she thought you was weird and just wanted you to go away as quickly as possible.
Maybe. That's not that well.
That's true. And the bloke in the pub was just impressed because he'd never seen an actual real-life Blue Peter badge before. So if you actually think about it that way...
It wasn't that good.
No.
But you had a fun day out.
I had a great day out.
Yeah. Podcast. Been watching Britain's Got Talent? It's all about Jean Martin for me. Love her. You know that she buys her those amazing dresses in some boutique in Kidderminster. You've not seen her?
No, I haven't watched it. Well, I know your Britney woman's on there.
Well, yeah, let's talk about her, shall we? Now, the girl that was the Britney Spears tribute, we met about 3 years ago because she was on ScottCam. Do you remember when Radio 1 put loads of cameras in my house, Big Brother style, and you could see absolutely everything on the internet? We got some lookalikes round. We got a Justin Timberlake round. Good morning. And I couldn't concentrate. And also we got Britney Spears. And it's the same woman because when she came on the auditions, I was like, she's been in my bed.
Yeah, why was she? She was dancing on your bed, wasn't she?
She was. She actually got in my bed on ScottCam. Yeah, it's the same one. And then my favourite bit, when she finished doing her bit on the cameras, she went to the tube station, left my house, turned left, turned right, and went to the tube station in full Britney Toxic air hostess outfit. Actually got public transport with that on. Yeah, so she, I think she's gone now. It's all about Jean. Jean's got to win.
What does Jean do?
Jean plays the organ. And
amazing.
She's quite brummy. I said, it might be Black Country. And she just does all there. She's like, properly gets into it. I think she might like the wines and all that. And not when she was on stage. She just looks like a wine drinker to me. And she has amazing outfits, like pink glittery things. And she's got a big old smile on her face. It's the most British thing you've ever seen. You wouldn't get that in any other country, but that's why it's brilliant.
What does she organ?
I'm sorry?
What songs does she play?
Oh, all sorts. She does like a medley. It's not particularly good, but it's just quite mesmerising. I can't quite get... I don't know why. It's just, she's great.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Becky's just YouTube Jean Martin and her keyboard experience. Don't think your life's ever going to be the same.
She's got the same hair as me.
She has got... Oh, God, you have got the same hair.
I've just had a new haircut and... Jean has exactly the same style.
There's an internet rumour that it's Peter Kay, but it's not. It's Jean Martin.
Oh, she does feet things as well. She's got that proper chords going on.
Oh, yeah. She's got it all, Jean. It's 5:21. Right, time to win some Scott Mills points. Thanks to Springwatch. Last night on the BBC, I did catch a bit of this.
Wonder where this is going.
Yeah. Happens every year at this time on this show, where they do... They do feature beavers quite a lot. So it's just a simple question. In last night's Spring Watch, for some Scott Mills points, how many beavers got mentioned?
I'm going to go 10.
Chris says 10. Becky says...
Ah, no, they've just released a load, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
So I'm
Are you an avid Spring Watch viewer?
No, but my boyfriend did some work with them a few months ago. Right. So
with the beavers?
Yeah, so I'm going to say 22.
So Becky says 22. Play along for 10. Is that enough? 10 Scott Mills points?
How hard is it? Well, no, it's just a simple guess, isn't it?
Yeah, 10 Scott Mills points. 10. If you get the number of beavers correct in last night's Spring Watch.
I'm investigating the first official trial reintroduction of beavers to Britain. It's the beaver with the Scottish Beaver Trial Team. We need to film beavers. And the first thing we got was a shot of Christian the beaver.
The last thing I need is... Beavers.
I've never seen a beaver move so fast. Anyone's ever filmed a British beaver, the Scottish beaver?
Beavers.
Yeah, beavers are really perfectly designed. So as the beaver bites...
Pretty good for Christian the beaver. And
effectively, the beaver has coppiced this tree.
By the beavers.
If you happen to be a tree that's been eaten by a beaver. Beavers.
To the eating habits of the beaver.
Now, we've been filming beavers, doing all the things that beavers do. I think the phrase is beavering away. A beaver. We got Simon Jones from the Scottish Beaver Trial Team.
So this beaver's looking for aspen leaves to protect themselves from things like beavers that want to eat them. Beavers. Exactly the same for the beavers as it is for us.
The little finger on a beaver.
So it allows the beaver to grip.
Well, maybe a bit of a wash. Sometimes beavers actually wash.
We've been making it fairly easy for our beavers here, if you're a beaver. This is a remarkable feat of beaver engineering. Of all the things that beavers do, they're usually nocturnal beavers.
Beavers.
Earlier on, I showed you my favourite piece of beaver. We got some pretty ropey footage of a beaver. This is a beaver. As much as I love beaver, beavers are famous. This is a beaver.
Beaver.
Beavers.
Yes.
Here's the interesting thing about beavers. These have been put here by beavers.
This farm has never had beavers.
Do you think beavers should be released?
Release beavers.
It is the only one where you can find beavers.
Beavers. So, Robin, what do you think of beavers?
Not a lot.
You were way off, you two.
That was more than I could have ever dreamed of.
It gets to the point where the word beaver just doesn't sound real anymore. In that show, in Springwatch, 58 beavers. So, Becky was closest. Have the point.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for a bit of Who's That Tweeting? Because some people didn't get any Scott Mills points on the Springwatch beavers question. Someone says, oh man, I really wanted some Scott Mills points. But I currently have none. Well, maybe things will change. You know celebrities, they love to tweet. They do. And it's a little game where you guess who has tweeted what. So we get the voice of the tweets to read them out and you tell me which celebrity said it. And you can have 10 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. And there's like 9 in here, so you can really rack them up. This is inspired today by Professor Green's tweets, who I saw earlier. Hi, Pro Green, if you're listening. He was on about how women, all women, should be able to cook. And if they can't, that's no use.
That's amazing.
He only said it because all the ladies in his life can cook. He can also cook. And if you're a woman that can't cook, what's the point? That was his point.
I'm going to have words.
I liked it. It's brave. So, here is your first tweet, but which celebrity tweeted it? Play along at home.
I've lost my voice. So imagine reading this tweet in a coarse voice.
So, which celeb has lost their voice this week? Who's lost their voice?
I hope Justin Bieber.
It's got to be someone who's sort of working hard at the moment, singing a lot.
Professor Green's always on about being tired as well. It might be him.
Ollie Murs is on tour, isn't he?
He's on tour, he's doing Extra Factor, he's got it all going on.
There you go. That's my vote. Ollie Murs.
Tired and emotional Ollie Murs is your answer.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
The correct answer is...
Example.
Oh, Example's lost his voice. He does like to talk, Example. That could be why. He loves a chat. Next, who tweeted this?
Home from the zoo was fun. I went all out and bought a fleece. Not my coolest moment to date.
Which celebrity is now walking around with a fleece, probably with the name of the zoo on it? Cool.
Pixie Lott.
What are you basing that on then?
Her love of zoos and her love of fleeces.
Does she like zoos?
Yep.
And she likes to be kept warm, doesn't she?
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely got to be a girl, hasn't it?
Why? Men can wear fleeces.
Yeah.
And men can go to zoos. Did you not know that?
I'm trying to think of a celebrity that would like to go to the zoo a lot. I'm going to go you, Scott. You recently went to the zoo,
no,
didn't you?
His tweet wouldn't be that interesting.
Shut up. My tweets are good.
Wow.
Have you unfollowed me again? I hate it when you do that. I would
She's
never
not following
do that.
Me.
I would never do that to you.
I don't follow either.
I've been unfollowed, yeah.
How rude.
I follow. I have noticed.
God, I follow all your really boring, I can't get a seat on the train
exactly.
tweets.
Exactly, same here.
Hello, I'm on the train again. Yeah, that's interesting.
It has been noticed.
I got bored of Chris telling me to get involved. I was like, there's only so many hours in the day. I can't get involved in this, get involved in that, get involved,
get involved.
In this and get involved
get
in
involved.
That.
Right, let's find out who it is. What's your answer?
Oh, who did I say? I've completely forgotten.
You said Pixie Lott.
Pixie Lott.
I'm going you.
Last time I went to the zoo was to see some koalas with Donna Air. I don't go that often, so it's not me. Who is it?
Rochelle from the Saturdays.
Oh, she loves the zoo. Of course. Next.
We were never friends with the cool kids. We were the cool kids.
Oh, Jedward.
It's got to be Jedward, isn't it?
Both saying Jedward?
Yeah, easy.
Jedward.
Yes. Give yourself some points. Next one.
I do not have a Facebook.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm sure I saw this.
Who tweeted that?
Oh, this is bugging me.
Simon Cowell. But I'd love it if he did.
I need to apologise to Dev. Apparently he made a mistake saying that I was playing the new song Today by Nicola Roberts, but then apologised and said it was on this show tomorrow. I apologise, Dev. I don't know why I went so off at you then.
I think the real Scott came out.
No, it's just because I don't ever get a word exclusive. What's your answer, Chris?
I'm going to go Richard Blackwood.
Who was on Britain's Got Talent last night?
What was that about?
As a donkey. It was brilliant. And no one even mentioned it. No one mentioned that he was, back in the day, the British Will Smith. No one ever even went, 1, 2, 3, 4, get with the wicked, gonna get a woo woo. No one said that. No one mentioned it. It was all about Amanda Holden doing Shrek. It was like a nightmare. The answer is...
Chipmunk.
Oh. Next.
Who got that barbecue fired up?
Who tweeted that?
Ollie Murs.
I'm going to go Bear Grylls.
Snoop Dogg.
Can't imagine him doing a barbecue. Next.
Is this a hangover in Vegas? Where am I? Who am I?
Okay, who's hungover
Katy
in
Perry.
Vegas? What, because of her song?
Yeah.
Well, that's rubbish. Okay.
That's a good answer. I was going to go Charlie Sheen, but then I thought, Greg James.
He was in Vegas lately.
Yeah, and he should be like Charlie Sheen by now, according to our predictions.
Do you remember not happening as fast as I thought it would. What's your answer?
I'm going Greg.
Rihanna!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. She wakes up in her California king bed with a bit of a hangover. Does she get drunk, Rihanna? I can't imagine that.
She probably sips on Patron every
day. Yeah. I'm never doing that again. It's my attempt to be urban when I was in America. It really didn't work out for me. Sipping on Patron. Being really sick the next day. Puking into a bucket. Not as cool, is it? Not as cool. Next.
Note to self. Never eat raw onion.
Okay. Who thinks she should never eat raw onion? Who's a celebrity in that?
Oh, did you just say she?
Oh, no, I didn't say she.
Oh,
She's learnt a valuable life lesson there. She must be young. I'm going Dionne Bromfield.
Colleen Rooney.
You can eat raw onions, can't you?
I do all the time.
What?
But I know you shouldn't.
Why?
I know you shouldn't if you want anyone to come within about 2 metres.
It's not dangerous to eat them, though, is it?
Oh, no, not at all. It's all about breath and, like...
Well, no, but it tastes awful.
No,
why?
It tastes lush.
Do you do that?
No, my nan used to.
I won't munch on one like an apple, but I will eat it if it's there.
It is a bit off of my nan, off the 70s.
Cook it.
What's your answer, please? Dionne Bromfield.
Dionne Bromfield, yeah.
Colleen Rooney.
Jessie J.
Oh, Jessie J, of course. She hates the raw onion. I knew that.
Of course.
Who tweeted this?
The show's gone quickly today. I'm starving, as I'm trying to be healthy. I guess it'll be some fruit for lunch. Deep fried with ice cream.
Mm. Who's that?
Dev.
Deep fried fruit. I'm going to Lisa.
N-dubs.
Yeah.
X Factor judge.
Yeah.
Nihal.
Nihal off Radio 1, of course. And the last one.
Man, my throat's still sore from trying to do Chaka Khan's Ain't Nobody in a screamo death metal version.
Who's that?
That's amazing. I'm going to go Zane Lowe.
Zane Lowe singing Chaka Khan's song, death metal style.
Dom off The Breakfast Show.
Katy Perry.
Same.
I'm so close with that one.
Same. If you got any of those right, then give yourself 10. That's right. 10 Scott Mills points. If you're on Twitter and you follow some celebrities, you probably did quite well out of that game. That was Who's That Tweeting?
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.